Then we have secondary onycholysis, in which the onycholysis is occurring secondary to the other underlying conditions. The most common causes being trauma, psoriasis, fungal infection, and eczema. In psoriatics, when there is a nail involvement, then 30% of the patients in whom there is a nail involvement, there will be onycholysis. Besides this, rapid immersion of the hands in the soap and water, application of the cosmetics like nail lacquer or the nail paint, the application of the 5-fluorouracil 5% to the fingers, because for the treatment of the warts, may also called onycholysis. There are certain drugs which can cause onycholysis, such as sorolene, which is a part of photoonycholysis. Other drugs being tetracycline, retinoids, and chemotherapeutic agents such as taxanes. Fungal infection is another very common cause of the onycholysis. Certain medical conditions can also result in onycholysis, such as poor peripheral circulation, hypo or hyperthyroidism, hyperhidrosis, yellow nail syndrome, and shell nail syndrome.